The Gemara on the top of Daf Tes Amud Aleph says that Aimer Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, if a person says Pesach Pesuch Matzasi Neman La'Aser Alav, he's Neman to Aser his wife on himself. In fact, the Markash Bamai, why is he Neman Svek Sveku? It's a Svek Sveku. Safik Tachtov, Safik Ain Tachtov. Maybe she's Mazana Tachtov, maybe not. Vintim Samar Tachtov, even if it was Tachtov, Safik Bene, Safik Baratzain, and therefore it's a Svek Sveka, and she should be Mutter to him. So the Gemara introduces over here the concept of Svek Sveka, and it's something that's going to come up a lot in Maseches Ksubis, and I think it's good to speak about a little bit. What is the lambda of Svek Sveka? What is the tam for the heter of Svek Sveka? It's not something which is mefurish in the Gemara. Why is Svek Sveka's mutter? We know that one suffix, Svek Deraisa, is Aser. So if Svek Deraisa is Aser, make it taste that a Svek Sveka should be mutter. The fact that you have two Svekas, why is that a reason to say that it's mutter? So to do with the Acharonim down from the Rashba and the Chubas, Rashba and the Chubas says that the reason why Svek Sveka is mutter is mitam roiv. There's roiv tzadim lahakal. You have a shayla over here, and most tzadim are telling you that it should be lakula. Therefore, based on roiv, you have a right to be mekel. You have even if it was ba'ainis is mutter, even if it's ena tachtav it's mutter, even tachtav is mutter ba'ainis. So meaning you have more tzadim to be mekel than to be machmer. We follow the din of roiv, and that is the reason for Svek Sveka. It's based on the regular din of roiv. The Pnei Yeshua over here, Keredua, has a different Havana in the Heta Svek Sveka. He says that it's not working Midin Raiv, but the Lamdus is like this. He says, really, Midaraisa, the Dina is a Safik Daraisa, is Lakula Minatara. Midaraisa, every Safik Daraisa is Lakula. This we say that Safik Daraisa is Lachumer, that's only a Din Darabanan. Midarabanan, we're Machman and Safik Daraisa. So he says, so one Safik Daraisa is Lachumer, because Rabbanan and Machman and Safik Daraisa. But when you have a Safik and a Safik Daraisa, that's now a suffik and a din darabanan. That's a sveka darabanan because the whole chumrah in the first suffik is only midarabanan. And sveka darabanan we hold as a kula. And for that reason, the sveka is mutter because it's essentially a suffik and a din darabanan. It's a suffik and the chumrah darabanan. If it's machim and the suffik daraisa, and we just follow the regular din, that sveka darabanan is lakula. That's his avan in the din that sveka is mutter. Obviously, that pshat of the Yeshua does not work out. Lefi the rishonim, it's a yadudaka machlekes rishonim, is suffik daraisa lachumrah. Min hatayr or not? He's assuming that Safik Daraisa is lechumah midrabanan midaraisa. It would be lekula. Lefi that his mahalach works. But lefi the Rishonim hold that Safik Daraisa is lechumah min hatayr, then it's lechayr. You can't say that pshat because midaraisa is lechumah, so it's a Safik on a Daraisa. So lechayr, lefi that you have to say a different pshat. Lefi that lechayr you have to say. Lefi those Rishonim hold that Safik Daraisa is lechumah min hatayr, you'd have to say like the Rashba says that it's working midin raiv, not midin Safik Darabanan, and I think in Kenem Advarim, the Rashba works out beautifully L'shitasai, because the Shitas the Rashba is, and the Tari Savai is, Safik Daraisa is L'chumim in Atari. He argues on the Rambam, famously, the Rambam holds Safik Daraisa is L'kula min Atari, the Rashba holds Safik Daraisa is L'chumim min Atari, so being that the Rashba holds Safik Daraisa is L'chumim min Atari, so L'shitasai, he can't learn like the Pnei Yeshua, that the reason why Svek Sveka is Mutter is Mitam, that it ends up being a Safik Darabanan, because L'di Dei, it's a Safik Daraisa, so that's why L'shitasa in the Chuvis he had to learn a different shot that it's working Midin Raiv, and not because it's considered a Safik Darabanan. So the Rashba works out nicely L'shitasa. I just want to end off with a har on the Rashba. If it's true that Svek Sveka is working Midin Raiv, you have the Arias and the Rishonim and Arsugya who seem to say that Svek Sveka helps L'haitzi Mamin. You can be Maitzi Mamin based on Svek Sveka. So if Svek Sveka is Midin Raiv, then it's Tzarechi, and how can you use Svek Sveka to Maitzi Mamin? We have a cloud that an Ein Hochem Mamin. Acher Harayv, so that's a kasha on the Havana of the Rashba, but Al-Kabanim, those are the two main stadim over here in understanding Svek Sveka. Either it's Midin Rav, Rav Tzadim Lahakal, Rav Tzadim Lahatir, or because of the din, that the first Safik is a Safik Darabanan, because Safik Darabanan is Lekula Minatara, and therefore the second Safik is essentially a Safik on a Din Darabanan.